Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Lord of my heart,
Come ye sinners, poor and needy, bruised and broken by the fall. Jesus ready stands to save you, full of pardoning love for all. He is able, he is able, he is willing, thou no more. He is able, he is able, he is willing, thou no more.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola, and I am calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I just want to thank the Lord Almighty God for his goodness, for his love that he bestowed upon us today, that we are able to see this day. And now it is past and it's gone. Now we enter in another day, brothers and sisters. And God is so good to us that we can still be here in the land of the living. Let us give God praise tonight and thank him for what he is will do for us. Because sisters and brothers, there's a time is coming and time is really winding up, because when the enemy see that he is revealed, what do he go do? He gotta wrap it up quick. And what did Jesus tell? Judas. He told Judas, do what you have to do. He already knew Judas was going to betray him. So we're going to be doing some studying out of the book, out of this book, Converted Catechism. And Brother O'Neill will join us. We're going to do some study tonight from a book, and we want to share with you how much we're going to go through reading from the book, from the church itself that's going to persecute us. We need to know, brothers and sisters, what they believe and how we are to be ready for when they come at us with these lies, with all this this demonic evil stuff. So we need to know what we believe. Enemy is coming at you with some trick questions. So we're going to go into prayer right now. And let us pray. Please be in prayer with me, because I'm asking our Father and our Savior and the Holy Spirit to be with me, help me on this prayer line. Because not one word, the Bible said, don't take away from his word or don't add to his word. And I pray that God lead and guide us, because we don't want to do nothing of a kind, because he said he's going to add the plagues and he's going to do those things to us if we do the things he said don't do. So let us pray, sisters and brothers. Our Father which art in heaven, holy is thy name. So Heavenly Father, as we come through your holy and your omnipotent throne, we come to thank you, Father, for the word of God. Lord, is nothing else in this world can teach us and help us but you, Father. So, but Father, as we come to you, ask you for help, ask you for understanding, asking you for wisdom. Heavenly Father, the Bible teaches us that the word of God is truth and man is a liar. So, Father, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We asking you, Father, tonight to lead us and guide us on the prayer line. And we asking you to forgive us for all our sins, Lord. Because, Lord, we want to be in the kingdom where you are, Father, that you will be there and we can sit at the welcome table, just praising you, thanking you, and giving you all worship, honor, and glory. Father, we thank you so much, Father, for this prayer line, that we can come before you to worship, and we can come before you to give testimonies and to share and to let people know who we truly love and believe, that we love our Heavenly Father because He first loved us. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for our brothers and sisters that come to join this prayer line and to share the Word of God. And now I'm asking You to bless each and every one as they share. And now, Father, we also asking You to bless when they hear the Word of God. I'm asking You to give each one of us wisdom. Give us understanding what we need to know, Father, because soon and very soon, the enemy is speeding his time up to close out this earth history and his wickedness to do to God's people He had did before. So, Father, we pray for all Your children to open up their ears and let them understand what God has given to them. Forgive us, Lord, and that we've been slack in Your word. But now, Lord, as it moves towards this end, Lord, prepare us and strengthen us, Father, that we may uphold Your true spirit that You give to us and that we would abide in Your word. And we thank You so much, Father, for Your love and for Your kindness that You show to us every day. Bless the word and bless the speaker. And Lord, Father, we ask You to bless everything and show forth what the enemy have in store for us. So we thank You. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And brothers and sisters, I will read from the Bible first. And I'm going to read in Revelation, because once we, give me just a second, Bible is, I have three Bibles, and I always have one, the main one I need, not in the right place. So the wrong Bible I picked up. Give me just a second. All right. Okay, I got it. Amen. It's a blessing to have three Bibles. Well, I tell you. Okay, I'm going to Revelation chapter 1, Revelation chapter 22. And it's the reason I'm going there. Amen. Okay, I'm reading Revelation chapter 22, and I'm gonna begin at verse 12, and it says, "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, and they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and adulterers." You see what he's saying? There's none of this in the holy city. None. None of this sin. And he said, "Whosoever loveth to make a lie." He said, "I, Jesus, sent my angels to testify unto these things in the church. I am the root and the offspring of David, and I am the bright and morning star." And he said, "The Spirit, let him that hear say, come. And let him that is athirst come. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that hears the word of this prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. If any man shall take away from this word of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. He which testified these things said, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, Lord Jesus." Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. So I'm going to open the line. My brothers and sisters can begin to share. So remember, when God said, well, he that heareth these things, he said, and he that athirst, God saying that if you hear it or you athirst or thirsty for the word of God, you see, you're going to be filled. So now I'm going to begin to open the line so my brothers and sisters can share. We got the first. Press 1. We got 2 so far. We're going to open one line, 985-232. Your line was press 1 first. Amen. You can give your name and where you're calling from.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Hummer, Louisiana. I thank God for watching over us and waking us up. I'd like to read a prayer. Seek deeper, closer, more constant communion with you in prayer and finding. Our souls thirst after God, after the living God, and they find no rest until they find it in you. Help us to find time to pray and find power in prayer, praying according to your will. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for these powerful words. We ought to give God the praises because we have nothing but the goodness and the love come from God. We always have something to thank him and praise him for because he's given us the love. He's given us the meal and the drink and all to study from. And I just pray and ask him to give me more of his words. Give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding on, so that I can take it down and pass it on to somebody else. And I just thank him for everything. We just want to give prayer. I just ask for prayer for my brothers and sisters and that bent light prayer line. The sickness, excuse me, for all of the sick, all of the ones that are sleeping outside, those that are confined in facilities, all of the family, and all the help we have, all the way down to whatever we have that's helping put this line together. We thank God for him. We pray that he continue giving them the help and strength to come on his line so we can continue his will, so we can keep up the what God wants us to do and love one another. I'll pass it to Brother John. Amen.
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to everyone. This is Brother John from Hummer, Louisiana. And I just want to give God the praise as always, God and Jesus. And I just want to say how thankful I am that the Lord up above, I noticed that the more I make steps toward his will, I noticed that my life becomes more and more enriched. And I just power that he gave me and that he gave all of us, that he put inside of us, the power to move forward and not be stay stagnant in one place and thought in our mind to move on to better thoughts and to do better things in our life, giving us the power to let go of some things that's not benefiting us in our life and giving us the wisdom to know when it's time to let go and move forward and just get wiser as we pray for it, wiser, stronger inside, and have more belief in us, in ourselves too. And that's what has been going on in my life. He's been enriching my mind, and I've been moving forward, and just going. And I just want to say that that God is the one to show us the way. And I just want to thank him for so much. So, and I just wanted to share that. So God bless. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I want to thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for coming on and sharing. And it's a, such a blessing to hear Sister Brenda and Brother John. Just, you know, it's been a blessing that you all been consistent on the prayer line to come and share and testify. And I'm hearing, Brother John, the change in the things that's going on, and Sister Brenda, the power they bring to the prayer line. I'm grateful, and I am happy that my sister, my brother-in-law, showed that they love God and by always coming on here to share and to support the prayer line. So we thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for coming on and supporting. And but one thing about it, God is so good. You're learning a lot on this prayer line, and you're going to learn a lot. Pay attention to what you're going to hear tonight, because it's going to be questions and answers. And this is going to strengthen you in areas to understand why we have such a hard time in this world and why the devil is always on our heel. So pay attention to this stuff tonight. God is so good. This is for us, brothers and sisters. So we're going to open the next line. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for coming to share. Amen. And we're going to go to Brother Rick. Brother Rick, let me see if Brother Rick still want to share, because he had his hand up, but he took it off. Brother Rick, you still like to share?
Amen, sister. Yes, a phone call came in and I had to take it, so I had to drop for a moment, and then I just came back. Yes, I just wanted to praise the Lord tonight. He is good. He is worthy to be praised. And it was good to hear Sister Brenda, Brother John. They have been faithful. They're some of the faithful ones that come on every week, and it's always good to hear them, to see what's going on in their lives. And, you know, God is blessing them. But God has been blessing me tremendously, sister. Everybody's been praying for my wife. She is doing very well. She's under a lot of stress at work. She works for a doctor's office. She's been there for, she's been there for over 45 years now. And they're the last private practice in the whole area that hasn't been bought up by the hospital or one of the big healthcare places here. And just recently, she's beginning to realize that they're not going to make it. It's just a matter of time before they get squeezed out by all the bigger places. And she is under a lot of stress to keep things going there, because they have, like, I think 13 or 14 employees, and she feels responsible for them. But I told her, you know, you're not responsible for them. You're responsible to do your very best for, you know, what you were hired for. But God will be responsible for them. They, you know, they are adults. They know what's going on. And but she still feels very responsible, and she's fighting to keep things going, but this is only a matter of time. I think God has been telling her for a while that she needed to give this up, because it puts way too much stress on her, and her health has suffered for it many times, because she has to work late, you know, three to four nights a week. She has to stay there late and keep working, and you know, but you know, God has been good. He's been doing very well. She has had no problems at all. After the first week or so, she's been feeling quite good, and don't know exactly how well the procedure went until after the first few years. It takes a while, but God has sustained her so far, and me also. I've been having to do a lot of things because she couldn't do them, and but he has been watching both of us. God has been good. I talked to Ashley. I told you that earlier, Sister Leola. And she is doing quite well, and I am just praising the Lord that she's in a place where she's safe and she's able to, she doesn't have to worry about all the things going on in the world for the moment. But, and I have given her over to God because it doesn't matter how much I talk to her, what I think she should do or what I tell her to do. Spirit is the one who convicts. I know Sister Leola and I have talked about this a number of times, especially with children. We can tell them many things, but they don't listen. God's Holy Spirit convicts, so we have to turn them over to God, and He will take care of them. And I am fully assured by God's Word that He will finish the good work that He started with Ashley. And I think of Sister Leola's son Jarvis, Mr. Tanuko's son Taiwan, and, you know, all the things that they are going through. And, you know, the Lord is working double time on their hearts. And He is going to make something happen. We just want to be able to see that when that happens. I just want to be here. I want to hear it. I just want to be able to praise God for that. So let us not be weary and faint. You know, He's not resting. He is not tired. He is working all the time. We just don't see it. So we have to be faithful. I had a couple verses I wanted to read here. This is found in Galatians 6. And it says, brothers, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye who are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let every man prove his own work, then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. So we are rejoicing, brothers and sisters, because God is doing a good work in us. If God is not doing the same thing as someone else, we have no right to be after that person and say, you know, how come this isn't happening? You know, let the Spirit work. God will take care of those things in His time as He sees fit. Now, if we see a brother or sister struggling, we may ask, what is there we can do to help? Can we pray? Can we counsel with them? Is there anything we can do? But ours is not the job to convict them of what the Spirit's work is. So, continue on in Galatians, verse 5 of chapter 6. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth all in good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. And whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And then this is the verse I really like. This one: let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. So let us not be weary in well-doing. It says, let us take heed and help our brothers and sisters who are in need, especially those who are of the household of faith, those who are our brothers and sisters in Christ. We need to be helping them. And I am praying to the Lord to put upon my heart who it is that He wants me to help this week. Because each week, I'm sure God has the plan for each one of us, and sometimes I get too busy and I don't listen to His plans. I just get too busy and worry about my own. And He said, no, I need you to take care of my work, and then everything, all these other good things will be added unto you. I am trying to let the Spirit speak to me and say, hey, if he needs me to go here, he needs me to go there, help this person or that person, encourage, whatever it is, I'm praying that the Spirit will convict me of that, and when he convicts me of that, that I will do it, that I will not just, as James says, not just say it, but I will do it, okay? If I don't do it, then I am not then I am not of the fellowship of Christ, because Christ did things. He didn't just say it. So, but it's all not be weary in well-being, brothers and sisters. God is good. He is merciful. He is gracious. He is always good to each one of us. And this prayer line has just been a blessing. And Sister Leola, thank you for opening my line. Thank you. It's a blessing to hear your voice each week. And I just look forward to this prayer line. And next week I hope to be on Friday night also. I've been things have been busy on Fridays, but I'm making an attempt. Sun is setting earlier now, so we can get all of our things done not have to worry about. My parents usually call about that time, so I'm going to be calling them earlier and getting that done so that I can be on the prayer line. So thank you, sister, and I just thank and praise God for his goodness.
Brother Rick, you're done?
Yes, sister.
Okay, I can hear you now. Okay. All right, then. Well, thank you, Brother Rick, for coming on and sharing with us because you know you are very important to the prayer line. You are so important to the prayer line. People love to hear your voice. As Sister Brenda always lifting you up in prayer, Brother John and Sister Tamiko, Brother Eli, myself. Brother, I'm telling you, if you do not get lifted up by everyone on this prayer line, if you don't get everybody, there will be nobody. Everybody lift you and your family up on this prayer line. So it's always a blessing to hear your voice and to come to share, because you always lifting up every family on the prayer line. And, you know, that's what God is all about, for us coming together. And as I was listening on the TV, my husband was listening to something and how the people, when they was one, when they built the Tower of Babel, God said he saw that they was one. They was able to do anything. You hear me? The Bible say when we become one, we can do a lot. Because one put 1,000 to flight and two put 10,000 to flight. So when we all come together to pray faithfully to God, God can move mountains, sisters and brothers. I'm praising him, thanking him for that. Amen. Amen. So thank you once again, Brother Rick, for everything. And I'm going to open your line for you to give a word of prayer in a little bit, a little later, if you can. If you can't, you don't say nothing, and I'll know that you're not able, okay?
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. And yes, now we will open the next line. We have Brother Eli, and we have the next one, Sister Tamika. I will open your line after, but Brother Eli had pressed one first. So let us open his line. And we just thank you, sisters and brothers, for being patient and just coming on. So now Brother Eli's line is open. Brother Eli, you may go ahead and speak. Amen.
Amen. Hello, Sister Miola. Hello, brothers and sisters on the prayer line. My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. I'd like to thank God for his love, for his mercy, Sister Miola. And Sister Miola, I hear a voice of the Lord say to me to pray for the others at this moment. Lift up the others in prayer. And please lift up my mother in prayer, Sister Miola. Lift up in the visual in prayer. And Sister Miola, I want to do a special prayer at the moment. Yes, Lord God, Heavenly Father, Lord God, we magnify your name, God, this moment, God. God, we want to give you thanks, God. We want to give you praise because, God, you're so good. God, you're marvelous. God, you're the King of Kings. You're the Lord of Lords. God, we want to thank you, God, that Sister Miola is hosting the prayer line, Lord. We ask God to come bless Sister Miola, Lord. We ask God to watch over Sister Miola, Lord. God, we ask God to come bless Sister Miola, Lord. We ask God to watch over Sister Miola, God, while she's hosting, Lord. God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for her, Lord. God, allow Sister Miola, God, to say hallelujah, Lord, because, God, you are so good, Lord. God, you are marvelous. God, you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. God, we want to lift up Sister Tamiko, Lord, who is on the line with us, Lord. We ask God to come bless Sister Tamiko, Lord, in a special way, Lord. God, at this moment, God, she bring Brother Dylan on this prayer line to Lord. We ask God, allow Brother Dylan, Lord, to share his testimony, God. Allow him to share his prayer request, Lord. God, we ask God, we want to lift up Brother Dylan to you, Lord. We ask God to strengthen him, Lord. God, we want to lift up Brother Dylan, some brother, God, Brother Trey, Lord, who have a cancer, Lord. We ask God to heal him, Lord. We ask God to touch him, Lord, with your healing power, Lord. God, we ask God, allow him to receive the blessing, Lord. Allow him to receive the healing, Lord. Allow him to know, God, you are able, God, to do all things, God. God, allow him to know, God, you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. We ask God to touch Brother Dylan's brother, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask God to touch Brother Dylan's brother, Lord. We ask God to heal his brother, Lord. Allow Brother Dylan, God, to share on the prayer line, God, where Sister Tamiko, Lord. God, if he's on the prayer line with Sister Tamiko, Lord, allow him to share his testimony, Lord, and his praise report, Lord. We ask God to come bless Brother Dylan, Lord. Bless Brother Dylan and his family members, Lord. Bless Brother Dylan, Lord, who's in the group home, Lord. God, we want to lift up his staff, Lord, his roommate, Lord. We ask God to strengthen them, Lord. God, we want to lift up Brother James to you, Lord. We ask God to strengthen him, Lord. We ask God to watch over him, Lord. God, you're able, God, to do all things, God. God, you're marvelous, God. God, you're the King of Kings, you're the Lord of Lords. God, we want to lift up Brother John Day, Lord. We ask God to strengthen him, Lord. We ask God to touch him, Lord, with your healing power, Lord. God, you're so good, God. Bless Sister Miola, Lord. God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for Sister Miola, Lord. God, we want to lift up Sister Tamiko's door, Lord. Sister Keisha, Lord. We ask God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask God to break every chain, God, for Sister Keisha, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask God, allow her to stand firm in you, Lord. Sister Keisha, Lord. Allow her to walk safe in you, Lord. Allow her to call your name, Jesus. We ask God to come deliver her, Lord. Deliver her, Lord. God, allow her to read Psalms 27, Lord. The Lord is my rock and my salvation. Who shall I be afraid?
Amen.
God, we ask God to strengthen her, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask God to touch her, Lord. Touch our Sister Miola's daughter too, Lord. Touch our Sister Miola's son, God. God, bless Sister Power, Lord. Break every chain for Sister Power, God, in Jamaica, Lord. God, break every chain, God, for Brother Alex Nation, Lord. Oh, God, you are so good, God. Bless us, God. Bless Brother Wick, Lord.
Amen.
God, I want to thank you, God, for your done for him too, Lord. Bless Brother Rick, God, and Sister Ashley, Lord. We ask God to come bless Sister Ashley, God. Touch her, Lord. Touch her, Sister Ashley, Lord. Allow Sister Ashley, God, to be obedient, God. Allow Sister Ashley, God, to call your name, Father. God, you're able, God, to do all things, God. Touch her heart, Lord. Allow her to come back to you, Lord. Allow Sister Ashley, God, to come under Avalite Ministry, Lord. Allow her to cry
cry out to you, Lord, and say, Jesus, 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 Jesus,
yes.
Save my life.
Amen.
Jesus, come deliver me at this moment. God, I'm asking you, God. Allow her to cry out to you, God. God, allow Sister Ashley, God, to cry out to you, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, God, to strengthen
Amen.
Her, Lord. Strengthen all of us, God. Watch over us, God. God, watch over Brother Dylan, God. If he's on with Sister Tamiko, God, in the prayer line, God. Allow him to share his testimony, God, to praise before it, Lord. Bless all of us, Lord. Strengthen us, God. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Allow him to come on the prayer line, God, to come preach your
Amen.
Word, God, Brother Dylan, Lord. Allow him to come preach your word, God,
Amen.
On the prayer
Amen.
Line, Lord. Bless us, God. Watch over us, God. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Sister Miola, please
Amen.
Lift him up in prayer. His name is Brother Dylan. And pray for his brother, Sister Miola. His name is Brother Troy. Lift up Brother Troy in prayer. That's Brother Dylan's brother Dylan started with a D-L-Y-A-N. Pray for Brother Dylan, and don't forget to pray for his brother who have cold cancer. Pray for his brother that the Lord will touch his brother in the name of Jesus. And pray for Brother
Amen.
Dylan, Sister Miola, because he is with Sister Tamiko on the prayer line. Amen. May God bless
Amen.
Sister Tamiko and Brother Dylan.
Amen. 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 We want to thank God for Brother Eli, Deacon Eli. Praise God. So we just thank Brother Eli for lifting up everyone in prayer. His heart is full of love for everyone, and we know that. So we just thank God for him and all of his prayers and his blessing that he gives for each and everyone. We thank him. And now, but we have line to open, and we're going to open this line. 27277, your line is open, and you can give us your name and where you're calling from. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Leola, for opening my line. Thank you so much for praying for me, Brother Eli, and Brother Rick, for praying for me and my family and my son, Taiwan. I greatly appreciate that. I don't have Brother Dylan on the line with me. I called him today, and he wasn't able to pick up, so I had to leave a voicemail. But I did leave him a number to come and join us on the prayer line this evening with Sister Leola, but he didn't return the call. But I do have my mom on the line. So
good evening.
Amen.
My blessings and love to all of you. I'm glad to be a part of you. Thank Jehovah God, our Sovereign Lord, for all of you to have a blessed and happy day today and every day of your lives. Through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In his name we pray with happiness, joy, and thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. To give the Lord praise and thanks and honor for bringing me through another week safe and sound. He's an awesome God, and he takes good care of his children. So I thank you for safe traveling, mercy to and fro. And I have a scripture to read in Psalms chapter 121, verses 1 through 8. Amen. And it says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon the right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil, and he shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in, and this time forth, even forevermore. Amen. And I have a
Amen. Moment. Thank you, Jehovah God.
Praise the Lord. There's power in the blood. I would like to sing that if I can. I hope I have time. Praise the Lord. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There is power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you all evil a victory win? There is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of
you be free from your passion and pride. There is power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's time. There is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus, your King? There is power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily with praises? There is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder working power.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for opening my line.
Thank you.
And I just want to lift up all my precious brothers and sisters on this line in prayer. I'd like to lift up my mom, Dorothy, in prayer, who's on the line with me and her children.
Thank you.
Her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren, my children as well. I'm asking for prayer for each and every one of them. Iwan and Kyosha and Tony, who's in prison. Also my nephew, Anthony. Praying for him as well to come home soon to his wife and children and his grandchildren. I also like to lift up Brother Rick and his wife, healing for her. Sister Ashley, prayer for her as well. I'm so grateful that she's doing good. As Romans 13:3 says, keep doing good. So we
thank you, Jehovah God.
And we're lifting up Brother Jarvis as well. We're praying for him that all is well, and for your daughter, Nicole. Lifting up Sister Powell in Jamaica and Alex Nation, and also lifting up Sister Stephanie and CJ and Kaj, and lifting up Brother O'Neill, Brother Akeem James, and lifting up the rest of our brothers and sisters, Sister Continelli and Sister Brenda and Brother John, and their grandchildren as well. So we're lifting up every single person on the prayer line this evening. And we're lifting up the nation, the youth, the sick, the homeless, the poor, and the lame, that the Lord will be with each and every one of us. He will strengthen us, and he will heal us by his stripes and his heels. So we thank the Lord for what he's doing for each and every one of us, and I thank him as well. And we're so happy to be on this prayer line. So thank you for opening my line, my dear sister. I love you always and forevermore, and have a blessed and beautiful evening in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Jehovah God.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
you, Sister Tamiko. Thank you, Sister Tamiko, and I thank your mother for coming on. And
thank you for letting me come on.
Yes, yes. Go ahead. Hold on. Go ahead. You would like to share?
No, well, I already shared just listening to all your beautiful voices and the love that Jehovah God has given to all of you. So just being a part of you tonight, I am truly blessed. I thank our Sovereign Lord Jehovah for letting me share with all of you beautiful people. May you be blessed throughout all eternity. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray with joy, happiness, and thanksgiving for all of you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We're thankful. We're so grateful that Sister Tamika Mother can join us tonight and listening on the prayer line. So we are grateful, and that anyone here would love to hear, like she said, Jehovah's word. So brothers and sisters, we're going to go into prayer because we would like to, Brother O'Neill is going to be on in a little bit, and we're going to go into prayer. So we're going to ask Brother Rick if he can offer that prayer for us. Amen. We're going to open Brother Rick's line. Brother
Amen.
Rick.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. You can offer a prayer for us. You heard the
Amen.
Request.
Yeah.
For prayer.
Yes.
Continue to lift my son Jarvis and Shyla and Jarvis, you know, my grandchildren, Amari. Lift them up in prayer, LaCole. And you heard all the other requests, Sister Brennan, her husband, her grandkids, just, you know, in general, you can lift all us up in prayer. Amen.
Amen.
And Sister Carla, and Sister Carla also, Brother Rick, and
Sister
Brother O'Neill.
Yeah.
and Sister Powell, you know, everyone.
Amen. Yes, I may forget one someone, sister, but God knows. So let us bow our heads. Lord, we come before you again, praising your name, Lord, for being our God. You are mighty. You are merciful, gracious, loving, tender-hearted, Lord. You have brought us out of sin, Lord, into your marvelous light. Lord, that's why we are here on this prayer line, Advent light. Lord, it's your light that shines. It's your goodness that brings us back each time, Lord. Father, we just want to praise you for a moment. You know, we want to lift up your name. We want to magnify you, Lord. We want to just thank you for your goodness and your mercy to us and to our families, Lord. You have chosen to love us instead of destroying us as we deserve, Lord. We have sinned against you. The scriptures tell us that the penalty for sin, transgression of the law, is death. You sent your son Jesus to die for each one of us. Pay that price, Lord, so that we don't have to die that second death, Lord. Lord, in this world, we know that we may have to die the first death, which is but a sleep, as Jesus called it. So, Lord, we just lift up those who are sick. And, Lord, my friend Kevin, who is dying of cancer at this moment, Lord, he has not much time left on this earth. Lord, I just pray that you would, Lord, just come close to him. Lord. Touch his heart, touch his mind, touch his body, Lord. Lord, if it would further your work, if it would further your cause, Lord, if it would bring honor and glory to your name, I pray that you would heal him. Father, if not, Lord, just pray that you would be able to reach his heart, his mind, Lord, that he would give it 100% to you before he passes, so that when when Jesus comes on the clouds of glory, Lord, that you'd be able to wake him up and he would meet you in the air. Oh, Lord, I just think of all the folks on the prayer line tonight, Sister Leola, who's been safely hosting for so long, Lord. Brother Ray, her husband, her son Jarvis, Lord, and his children, Lord, her daughter Nicole and her children, Lord, Father, her whole family, we just do lift them up to you. Oh, Lord, bless them, guide them, keep them, touch them, Lord, convict their hearts of your goodness to them, Lord. Oh, Lord, you have been so good to each one of us. Lord, we don't even know it sometimes. And, you know, so many people just go their own way, do their own thing, and don't even think about how good you have been to them. Oh, Lord, help us not to be one of those. Touch our hearts also, Lord. Forgive our sins, Lord. Heal us from the sickness of sin, Lord. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Moment, Lord, that we may stand before you justified by the blood of Jesus. For that white robe of his righteousness covering us, Lord, so that when you see us, Father God, that you will look at us and say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Father, we lift up Sister Powell to you in Jamaica, Lord. She was down there working, helping, doing your will, dear Lord. We just ask for strength, for peace, for safety for her, Lord. And Alex Nation, who is doing your will, Lord, doing your work, Lord. Give him wisdom. Give him strength and your peace. Bring him to the knowledge of your salvation, Lord. He is doing works that you have called him to do, Lord. And Lord, I pray that you would strengthen him. And Father, if there's anything that we can do to help, please make that abundantly clear so that we will not turn away, that we will not say, oh, they have what they need, Lord. You know what they need, and put it upon our hearts, Lord, if there is something that we can do to help. Father, I just think of Brother Eli coming on and praying and praising and lifting up his mom and his friends, Brother Dylan and all of his friends, Lord, he has lifted up for so long, dear Lord. We just lift up Brother Eli. We thank you. He is a mighty prayer warrior, Lord, who comes out and praises you and prays with just beautiful prayers, Lord, that they know that you're smiling there in heaven, just listening to him, Lord. Please strengthen him, guide him, touch his heart, touch his mind, Lord, touch his body, Lord. Keep him, Lord, in your spirit, Lord. Strengthen him so he will continue doing works that you have set out before him, Lord. Father, Sister Tamika, too, she is praying for her family, Lord, her daughter, her son, Taiwan, her family, Lord. We just do lift up each one of them, Lord. And Sister Tamika was so faithfully and sending out encouraging words to many, including me, each day, Lord. Father, just continue to bless her, strengthen her, guide her, keep her from the wiles of the evil one, Lord. And we know that Satan is seeking each one of us, Lord. He wants to devour us as a roaring lion. He wants to kill and destroy, Lord. Lord, you have power over him, Lord. So we are asking you to exercise your power to protect us from the evil one tonight and each day as we seek to do your will, dear. Father, just want to lift up Sister Brenda, Brother John, who have come on faith for so long, Lord, praising your name and asking for their petitions too, Lord. They're asking prayer for their family, for their children, for their grandchildren, Lord, for their whole family, Lord. We just do pray that you will strengthen them, to guide them, that you will continue to bless them as you have already, Lord. We have heard their testimonies, Lord, and we want to just lift them up at this moment, Father. And Lord, well, there's so many on this prayer line, Lord. I don't remember all the names, but we do have Brother O'Neill coming on, Lord, and we just do lift him up to you, Father. He's been faithful for so long. Also, he's been on this prayer line for a long, long time, Lord. He's out doing your work, doing your will, dear Lord, helping others, bringing them to the knowledge of your salvation, your goodness to them, Lord. Please bless him and his family, Lord. Guide them, protect them, Lord. We lift them up to you, dear Lord. And Father, we had been out here with Sister Carla tonight, but she was faithfully on each week, Lord, and we just do praise you for her and her job of hosting, too. She hosts on Friday nights, Lord, and she is faithfully doing that for so long, Lord. She sets up the prayer line, Lord. She has a hard work to do, Lord. Takes care of folks, Lord, during the week, Lord. She has many things going on in her life. We just pray for her, that you would strengthen her, that you would guide her, that you would bless her and her children. We just do lift them up to you. Father, I think of Brother Akeem also. We haven't heard him for the last 2 weeks, but Lord, we know that he'll be back on. We just pray for his ministry, Lord, his works that he is doing, his church that he is pastoring, Lord. We just do lift all of them up to you, his mom, his dad, too, Lord. We just do pray for them. Ask that you would bless them, guide them, keep them in your will. Father, we think of Brother Yudi, Sister Melissa in Arkansas, Brother Mozart out in Arkansas, Lord. We also think of Brother Bernard, who's out there also, Lord. We just do pray for him and each one of them, Lord, strengthen them, guide them, bless them, Lord, give them a double portion of your spirit. And Brother Bernard, we just pray that his shoulder would be healing from his accident that he had, dear Lord. Have not heard from him in a little bit, but Lord, you have taken care of him, Lord. You have strengthened him. You have brought him along, Lord. Continue to do that, Lord, so that he will be mighty in your word and in your work, dear Lord. Father, this night, may you bring us a word that we can hear, that we can take into our hearts, we can take into our very being, Lord, and then obey that word, dear Lord. Give us the strength, wisdom, the power, and the might to do that, dear Father. Father, on that last day, when Jesus comes in those clouds, we will be waiting and waiting. We will be waiting for our God, and we are waiting for him. Lord, we just want that day to come soon. Please be with each person on this line tonight and our teacher. We thank you. We praise you, dear Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Rick, for offering up prayers for all of us. And may God truly answer according to his will. And we thank Brother Rick, brothers and sisters, for being the chairperson of the board of this prayer line. He holds such a higher position on here by God, because you know what? He's been such a faithful and a good steward of God. So, and that's why the Lord bless him. And we just grateful for our brother as he has been leading and guiding us on this prayer line. So thank you so much, Brother Rick. And not only that, he's faithful on the prayer line. He come and he support the prayer line. In every way, he support the prayer line. So we grateful for that also. And so we thank you so much, Brother Rick, for always listening to God's word and honoring God and being faithful to him. Amen. Thank you. And now, brothers and sisters, we have one more we need to open the line for, and that's Sister Carla. So we're going to open her line. Just give me a second. I got to open my phone again. Sorry about that. Give me just a second. She says she has reception. So thank you, Brother Rick. Let me open her line right now because she has some reception now. 423-635, your line is open.
Amen. Amen. Good evening. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leo, for opening my line. Amen. This is Sister Carla. I'm just praising the Lord for his goodness, his mercy, his love, and I just want to thank him for each day that I wake up, each day that I'm able to praise him and to glorify and magnify his name. Today was a blessed day. You know, I'm up here in Waynesboro area, and it rained today, and I was able to get some work done in the greenhouse that I'm working on and plant some seeds and just kind of repair some raised beds with compost and natural organic material. And I just thank the Lord. As I had showed a friend of the video, I said, wow, that's hard work. I said, not really. You know, when I start, I pray. And if you enjoy what you do, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be fun. And, you know, in the end, it's a blessing because you're going to be able to get fruits, I mean, or produce, you know, out the garden. And it's a blessing because God tells us that we should be doing that. So I enjoy it. And the little I know and that talent, God is blessing me. And I know he will give me more talent as I continue, and I'll be able to teach others and to show them. So I just want to share something from my devotion. It says, wherever in the providence of God we may be placed, wherever the work that is given to us to do, God is honored. By wholehearted, cheerful service, he is pleased when we take up our work with gratitude, rejoicing that he has accounted us worthy to be co-laborer with him. None need be idle, for all around us there is earnest work to be done. The Christian rule of service is, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might. God will help those who are not slothful in business, but fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, and through faith and patience, they will inherit the promise. So, brothers and sisters, let us not be slothful. And that's also taken from Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 12. It said that ye be not slothful, but follower of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. So God has many precious promises in his Bible, Spirit of Prophecy. And may we be patient, may we be faithful, may we not be slothful, and he will bless us. He will bring the increase. Amen. Thank you again, and God bless each and every one of my brothers and sisters. Amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for coming to share with us. And I believe that also, truly, it is a blessing when you work the ground. And because I know one thing, you're going to reap the benefit, and the benefit is you're going to get good fruits and vegetables. And that is a good benefit because, you know what, when you think about what's hard work, it's hard work going shopping for vegetables because you got to pick, you got to choose, you got to see sometimes you haven't turned it over and you take it home and it's rotten. So that's more work than it is than to raise your own because you know what? When it's coming out the ground, you can just go pick as you need. Sometimes I had some little things here growing and I go cut it as I need it. And I say, you know what? It's a blessing to be able to grow some things. I'm not like Sister Carla. I don't have all that knowledge yet, but by God's grace, I'm hoping to get more. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
And it's just a blessing to be able to raise a garden and to eat from your own garden because, you know, we don't know what pesticides and all this junk they putting on this food. But by God's grace, God will bless a garden also. You know, God, when he shower, when he pour down the rain and shower and a shower over that, that food be sweet, sweet like honey. And I'm telling you, it's nothing like going in the garden getting a vegetable or fruit because the everything that it tastes like, it had it all. So thank you. I done tasted. I done bought some from gardens. And I'm telling you, I sure like the garden versus the store-bought. Amen? So now, Sister Carla, if you don't mind offering another short prayer, we are waiting on Brother O'Neill to join us. And by God's grace, and by the time you do the prayer, I hope he will be here. So we are waiting on him to join us. So if you can please offer a short prayer for us. Amen?
Amen. Amen. That's great, brothers and sisters. Kind and loving Father, we thank you ever so much for blessing us, Lord. We are nothing, Father, but we know because of your grace, because of your goodness, Lord, we are more than conquerors through you who strengthen us. Even now, strengthen us, Lord. Give us wisdom. Give us understanding. Give us endurance, O Lord, for us, because we know this grace is not for the fit, O Father, or those that are fastest, but it's for those who endure until the end. Help us to be steadfast in this message, Lord. Help us to endure until the end so that we can hear, well done, good and faithful servant. Lord, I ask that you will bless each and every one of my brothers and sisters. The prayer requests that have went forward, Lord, the unspoken prayer requests, O Father, I ask that you will be with each and every one of them, Lord. Those that are listening via the internet, Lord, you know their needs, their desire. You know their struggles, O Father. You know the temptation, O Father, that's coming against them, Lord. I ask that you will beat back the foe of the enemy, O Lord, and put a hedge of protection around your people, O Lord. Bless Brother Ezra. Bless those that are suffering whatever ailment, Lord, whatever is upon their mind, Lord, whatever struggles, Lord, even unemployment, Lord, keeping the family fed, Lord, keeping the family together, Lord, be with husband and wife, families, O Lord, children, the youth, the young people, O Lord, bless them, O Lord. I thank you ever so much for this prayer line. I thank you for each and everyone that joined us via telephone and via the internet, those that listen to the rebroadcast, O Father. May they receive a blessing by coming on and sharing in the goodness of you, Lord, hearing the testimony, being encouraged, O Father, because you said that you love us and you will never leave us. You said that we're the apple of your eyes. Please help us to keep those promises near to our heart, O Lord, because we are so precious to you that you gave your only begotten Son even while we were yet sinner. O Lord, you knew that some will not accept you, Lord, but you knew for the you that will, you did it anyway. Help us, O Father. Help us to stay. Help us no matter what to not turn our backs upon you, O Lord, because those that do will go down into utter darkness, O Father. Those that once know the truth, believe the truth, O Father, and have now gone out of the way, have mercy. May they return before it's too late, Lord. Have mercy upon your people, O Lord. Have mercy of those that have left the straight path, that have left the right way to go into error, Lord. Please, Lord, help them, O Father, to return back to the narrow way. Return back to the so that they could have oil in their lamps, O Lord, and be as the wise virgin and not as the foolish virgin, because they're always Christian, but yet some sleep and slumber, Lord. Wake us up even now, Father, because your coming is even at the door, so that we will be prepared and ready and stay ready. In Jesus' name, Lord, bless us, bless the speaker of the hour, and bless us and strengthen us, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Crawler, for giving us that prayer. Now, brothers and sisters, we are going into a little book. I have given the scripture, Revelation 22, and verse, I'm going to read that scripture over because this scripture is the base for this reading here. I'm not going to read all of it, but I'm going to read only the last three, 17, 18. But it started from verses 12, Revelation 22, 12 through 21. I'm not going to read them all for the sake of time. And it says, and the Spirit and the bride said, come. And let him that hear it says, come. And let him that athirst come. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that hear the words of this prophecy, of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of this book of the prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. He which testify, these things said, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, Lord Jesus, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Okay. This is what we studying. Sister Tamika brought this little book to me, and I said, Sister Tamika, give me the name of that book, and I wrote it all down, and I ordered this book from Amazing Facts, okay? So this book called The Converted Catechism of Catholic Doctrine. Brothers and sisters, we should know this stuff. So we're going to do question and answers. I'm going to do the question, and I'm going to give you the answer. And we should we studied this here, and we know this is false doctrine. But everybody don't know that the Catholic has false doctrine. Okay, I'm going to go to this. It talks about, it got a heading, and it say her marks. It say, I highlighted some things that I'm just going to ask. It say, are there any marks by which the Church of Christ can be recognized? They mark. Answer, there are four marks by which the Church of Christ can be recognized. Here is the mark. One, her founder, Jesus Christ, is holy. She teaches holy doctrine. She invites all to live holy life. She has aided countless souls to attain great holiness. Okay. This is her. I haven't got to the point. Just listen. This is what she teaches. Okay, Brother O'Neill just came on. Brother O'Neill, I'm going to read this for the sake again because Brother O'Neill is going to give us correction. Okay, Brother O'Neill, I just mentioned I read Revelation 22. We should not add or we should not take away out of the Word of God. So as Sister Tamika was reading some of this stuff in the Converted Catechism of Catholic Doctrine. And I read the first one. They said there are marks by which the Church of Christ can be recognized, and she gives marks. And her marks are, she gives some answers, and she say first, she is founded by Jesus Christ and is holy. Her church is holy. She teaches a holy doctrine, okay? She has aided countless to attain great holiness. And then it gives some up here. And it says, because she teaches all doctrines of Jesus Christ. Listen good. Brother O'Neill going to answer us. It's talking about she is the Catholic Church. She teaches all nations. She substance in all ages. And she established by Jesus Christ to bring salvation to all of goodwill. Now, Brother O'Neill, can you answer this truly if you understood me correctly? Anything that this is incorrect? Open Brother O'Neill line. I'm sorry. Just give me just a second. We are learning some lessons here, brother. So, Brother O'Neill, that's you on 646?
No, it's not. It's Sister Eva.
Oh, Sister Eva. Okay, well, we're going to. Okay, Sister Eva, I'm going to close your line because I thought it was Brother O'Neill. Okay, so brothers and sisters, so when the Catholic Church says she teach all doctrine, okay, we're going to go to some of her doctrine, and that's how we're going to find out. Let's go to some of her doctrine. Okay, it says the church of today. What? This is another question. What church of the present day can prove her claim to be divine church founded by Jesus Christ? And she says, hold on, I'm going to another part. She says she's the true church. Hold on, let me get to that part. The Catholic Church is the true church of Jesus Christ because she alone has apostolic succession. She alone possesses attributes of marks of true church. She exercises authority, which is necessary for the church of God. Okay, I just want you to listen to her point. And now we're going to another point. Just listen to her point. The Pope, okay? Who is the Holy Father or Pope? The Holy Father or Pope is a visible head of the church and the vicar of Christ on earth. Why is a visible head necessary for the church? A visible head is necessary for the church to maintain her unity of faith, her unity of worship, and her unity of government. Why must the visible head of the church today be a successor of Peter? The visible head of the church today must be a successor of Peter, because Jesus Christ made St. Peter the visible head of his church. Now, we all know that's incorrect. Jesus just, and let me read what the church says. It says, when did Christ promise to make St. Peter a head of his church? The Christ promised to make St. Peter the head of the church when he said, thou art Peter, and upon the rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, and I will give to thee the keys and the kingdom of heaven. This is what the Catholic Church is saying. Now, Matthew says that, but on the other hand, brothers and sisters, God did not give Peter head of the church. Christ is the head of his church. And so far, I hope we see what we are reading here. And I'm going to ask, you know, sisters and brothers, that you all get this book and study it, because we need to know these things, because soon and very soon, the Pope is claiming that he has the authority in check if you don't follow their rules.
I haven't gotten to it all yet, but you need to you need to read it. Okay, I'm not finished reading. Okay, it says, did Christ give St. Peter authority over other apostles? Christ gave St. Peter authority over the other apostles. What scripture proof are there for the primacy of Peter? And they give Acts 15. So let us read. The principal scripture proof for primacy of St. Peter are St. Matthew 2, St. Peter at the first apostle, and St. Peter proposed the election of successor of Judas, and it's in Acts 1, and all this here. It's just, it gives me a lot of scriptures here, but I want to go down to the bottom. When the chief pastor was in prison, praying were offered delivery. This is their teaching. Okay. Now, here's another topic. It talks about, now, after he's saying that he is the successor of Peter, meaning that he's in charge now, and it's going to read, it says the infallibility of the Pope. Was St. Peter infallible in teaching faith and moral? St. Peter was infallible in teaching faith and moral. Why is the Pope an infallible teacher in faith and moral? The Pope is an infallible teacher in faith and moral because the attributes of divine church are necessary, founded fullness of his headship, which the Pope inherits from St. Peter. Now, brothers and sisters, now, if this is not crazy, Christ wouldn't allow his holiness, his perfect holiness to go to a man because man will corrupt it. So listen what it says. I'm going down to this other question. Who are the successor of the apostles? And it said the successor of the apostles are the bishops and the Catholic Church. Why does the Catholic Church use Latin language in the sacrifice of Mass and the administration of the sacred sacrament? The Catholic Church used the Latin, a dead language, whose words always retain the same meaning, to preserve the original doctrine in all its purity, to safeguard the proper form of sacrament, to obtain clearness and precision in her law. You see, all this is what man teaching. Now, I'm going to another part. Now we're talking about on sanctification. It says, what does the Catholic Church teach on sanctification of mankind? Brothers and sisters, this is deep. You haven't gotten, I'm trying to get through with most of this. It says, on the sanctification on mankind, the Catholic Church teaches a divinely revealed that, one, and Christ's merit is salvation for all, for all of goodwill. Christ established one holy and Catholic apostle church to teach God and government the faithful. Christ made St. Peter the head of his church. The Pope is the lawful successor of St. Peter. Christ gave, these are all the on sanctification. Now it got like 17 numbers. And listen, it says the Catholic Church is the guardian of revealed truth as contained in divine tradition and sacred scriptures. The Holy Ghost keep the Pope. Now you hear that craziness? The Holy Ghost keep the Pope.
the vicar of Christ. The vicar of Christ means in representative of Christ. He's in representative of Christ from error. Oh, mercy. He's in representative of Christ from error. So the Pope doesn't make no error. When he teaches a doctrine of faith and morals to be held by all faithful. These all the things they claim, brothers and sisters. The public relation was completed with the apostles. Faith alone will not save men, but good morals and good works are necessary. God gives sufficient grace for salvation to all mankind. Prayer is a universal means to obtaining God's help. Christ instituted seven sacraments as special fountain of grace. Every sin can be forgiven except the sin of final impenitence. Charity unites God's friends on earth with those in heaven and in purgatory. You see all this craziness? Do veterinaries, the angels and saints is pleasing to God. It is holy thought to pray for the souls in purgatory. Is that God's teaching, brothers and sisters? That didn't come from God. Okay, and I got another one that I got to bring to you because this is really deep. Let me go to the law of God. What is the law of God? Of God is the will of God binding the liberty of man conscious. Where is the law of God summed up? The law of God is summed up principally in 10 commandments of God in the 6 precepts of the church. Which are the 10 commandments? The 10 commandments are, I am the Lord thy God. Now, I know all my brothers and sisters know the 10 commandments. I know you know them, but listen at number 1. I am the Lord thy God. And same thing in number 1, thou shalt not have no strange God before me. And number 2 says, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. We know that this is off. And the third commandment is remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And then it goes to the fourth, we know that this day, fourth commandment, is the fifth commandment, honor thy father and thy mother. And then, of course, and when you get down to the eighth commandment, it says thou shalt not bear false witness false witness against thy neighbor. And they split up the last one. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, and thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor good. So, brothers and sisters, I'm trying to share this with you. Now, it got a few more things. Now, I'm going to open the line because I thought Brother O'Neill was going to be on here. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to have you to open your line for questions whenever I'm done because I want you to hear all this, these things that what is being said. Now, I'm going to read to you. Has the Catholic Church the power to make laws that bind men in conscience? The Catholic Church has the power to make laws and to bind men in conscience, for Jesus Christ gave her that power when he said, as the Father had sent me, so I also send you. John, they didn't put a number. They got XX. I guess that's 10, 20, 21. If he will not hear the church, let him be to thee as a heathen and a publican. And another question. And what matter can the Catholic Church bind her subject? Listen at this. The Catholic Church can bind her subject and conscious in all matters that pertain directly and indirectly to salvation of their immortality. Sisters and brothers, you hear what they saying? The Catholic Church can do all matters because you're not obedient to the Catholic Church.
And it says, and it talks about it, and let me just give you this part. Hold on. Let me find this report. If you don't be obedient, because she can do all these things to get her people to, okay, let me read this one. Okay, it said the last thing. What does the Catholic Church teach on the last things? On the last things, the Catholic Church teaches as divinely revealed that man's probation ends with death. Number two, the particular judgment follows immediately after death. Number three, the good go to heaven and the wicked go to hell. And after the particular judgment, those who are not entirely purified go to purgatory after the particular judgment. This world will come to an end when God's will. So as we see all these things, if a man can make up false doctrine and then yet say he's teaching the doctrine of God, what else will they not do? So I will open the line and let my brothers and sisters, if you have any questions, I'm going to open all the lines and you can ask questions. Amen. You can ask questions. I'm open all the lines, but we need everybody to make sure you be on mute if you don't have a question. Okay.
Yes. Yes, Sister Miola, I have a question, my beloved. My question is, Sister Miola, how come our people are not being saved? Because there's a young people out there, Sister Miola. They need to be saved by the grace of God, and we need
yes.
to bring
but
our young people, the youth, on the prayer
Brother
line.
Eli,
we need to bring them.
Brother Eli, let me just answer your question to what you're asking. Why people are not being saved? Because we got so much deception. It's a lot of deception in the world, and people done got to the point there where they don't believe the pastors. They don't believe this one. They're not believing nobody because they done been deceived. So much deception done been here. So. You know, God has got to work with the young people because the young people now is, you know, God just has to work with them. Amen? So,
Amen.
So mute your phone so to see if anybody else have a question. Mute your phone. So if there's anyone else have a question about what we are hearing, because I'm asking you, sisters and brothers, get this book and learn and know for yourself. Because it's going to be persecution, and it's the best thing to know, to be able to read and study. The Bible says in Second Chronicles, I think it's Second Chronicles chapter 14 and verse 7, he said, "My people perish because of lack of knowledge." Now, if you don't know what's going to come forward, they can convince you to take the mark of the beast. They can convince you, and you don't need to be convinced. You want to be convinced by the word of God. You see, and I read also how they say, who has the authority to change the laws of God? The Catholic Church say, we have the authority, and I didn't highlight that part. I should have highlighted that part, but I'm going to find it. But the Catholic Church say they have the authority. They change Sabbath. They change Sabbath to Sunday worship. And that was in 321 A.D. when they began to worship the sun. So, sisters and brothers, we need to get to understand the word of God for ourselves. Because God said when he comes, we have to be ready and prepared. You know, I love you guys. I love my brothers and sisters. And if I didn't, And by reading this, I'm so impressed that I had to share. You know, we didn't have a speaker tonight. So I said, you know what, Lord? It's a perfect time for me to share this and let people know. Because I'm from Louisiana. We have more of Catholics here, and we've been doing this all our life. But I didn't know I was so involved in double worship. I didn't know that until I became Seventh-day Adventist. Let me tell you something. When we in the Catholic Church, we up and down on our knees. I don't know, up, down, Hail Mary. I'm like, and I said, I'm tired of this. I ain't getting on my knees no more. That's what I said. And my sister Brenda, she used to always go to Catholic. And, you know, and we had this big conglomerate parade. Oh, it's nice. I'm telling you, they have fun. Oh, they make this. And brothers and sisters, you know when the Bible talks about she have that golden cup in her hand and she decked in gold? Let me tell you something. My mind was blown away when I read that in Revelation. If you see the people on the float, this woman was decked in gold from her head down to her shoes. And she had that golden cup in her hand, giving it, and it was full of wine. Okay? Yes, they drunk on the float, and many of them done died. Because you know what? They've been hanging there, got caught up in a tree or electric wire or something. Yes, I'm telling you, that's in Louisiana. But we didn't know no better. And you know when I stopped going to the parade? When a cousin, my cousin, he said, you're going to lift your holy hands up to that to something. I forgot what he called him. He said, but you're going to lift your holy hand because he know I was serving the Lord. But yet, when he told me that, I'm like, whoa. And I stopped going to the parade. But other than that, all my children, I was in the parade. I danced in the parade. Brenda danced in the parade. We all did this stuff in Louisiana. But now, teach people by God's grace. And so I'm so grateful to be on here to let you know I know all about this stuff. But I didn't understand it until I started reading. So what you see here, it is real. And I also wanted to let you know, the Catholic Church says why they call Rome. And I didn't read that part. They say why they call Rome. And let me see, could I find that? They say why they call Rome. Hold on, let me see, could I find that part? Why we call Rome. God is, he's given us knowledge that we can't even imagine. Let me see, could I find it? Why the church called Rome. Hold on, I'm looking for it. Well, I just want to thank my sisters, and if nobody has any questions to ask.
Yes,
any
Sister Leola.
Questions? Yes, I'm here.
Hello. Yes, this is Brother Rick. You're talking about actually the Catholic Church said why they why Peter was the head of the church, and if you read that verse, which is Matthew 16:18. In the King James Bible, it says, "And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter." Okay, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Jesus, you are Peter. But he says, "Upon this rock I will build my church," meaning who is the rock? The rock is Jesus. Okay, in the Old Testament, Jesus is the rock of our salvation, you know. And Peter actually, if you look at the wording in that verse, whether it seems to attest to this, Peter was a pebble. Jesus was the rock. Okay, and he gave Peter the name Petrus, which was pebble, but Jesus said, "I am the rock." You know, so you know, their claim that you know, Peter was the first pope and all these things is a misunderstanding of that verse, which, you know, they claim is the reason why they you know, why Peter was, you know, the head of the church. But as you had mentioned earlier, sister, Christ is the head of the church. Any man, including Peter, as we saw, who denied his Lord three times, who made mistakes after Jesus left this earth, even after Peter was converted, he still made some mistakes. Jesus could not entrust the headship of his church to any man. So Jesus Christ is the head of the church, not Peter, not the Catholic Church. And also, they also get that wrong where Jesus says, "My church." But what is Jesus' church? His church is his people. It is not a organization. It is not a building. It is not anything like that. His church is are his people. And whether we be you know, in a certain organization or not, if we are following Christ, we are part of his church. So I truly believe that, and I believe that the Seventh-day Adventist Church was raised up as Christ's end-time church to declare this message to the world. And we're just very fortunate that we are part of that, and I am, you know, just greatly, I just praise the Lord that he allowed me to be, you know, to grow up as a Seventh-day Adventist and to learn this message. So that's what I wanted to say. Thank you, sister.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. And that is correct. You know, that's what I'm saying. Reading this, and then they got nerve to want to back it up with a scripture, and which that's not what the scripture means. We understand. Listen, I want to give you another one. You see, they lift up Mary more than they lift up Christ, but yet they say that they are the only true church. You see, this is twisted. They believe they're the only one. And as they say, yes, they're the only one true church. And all churches, and they say by him being the visible head, all pastors are under him. And we see what he's trying to do. He's calling all the heads to come to this meeting in November. And he wants the heads, and it's going to trickle on down from the head on down to the little members. What is given to them to tell the members. And we have to be very prayerful and seeking God for ourselves, because the enemy is getting ready. So listen what it says about on the redemption part. It says, what does the Catholic Church teach on redemption of mankind? Redemption of mankind, the Catholic Church teaches as divinely revealed. God's Son assumed human nature from the Virgin Mary. The human nature and his divine nature are united in one in divine person, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has a human and a divine will. Jesus Christ died for the redemption of all mankind, okay? The merits of Jesus are Jesus Christ rose from the dead as and ascended into the heaven by his own divine power. You know, what did God tell us about that? What did Jesus tell us on that part? Jesus told us that he did not come to do his own will. He came to do his Father's will. So tell me if I am wrong. Did Jesus rise on his own power, as the Catholics said? Brother Rick,
no.
You can answer it. Anybody? Who
I
said no?
I answered it. No, he couldn't. Sister Preston.
Amen. Amen. He did not rise on his own power. He's his Father. He said, I come to do my Father's will. So
that's
he rose
right.
And is on his Father. So you see, again, you see how much these people is teaching false doctor. And you know when the Bible says, you know when the Bible says, he says in
Revelation 18:4, give you the answer. Just read Revelation 18:4 to get your answer. It says, get out of her, my people, if you don't want to share in her sins and receive part of her plague, because she's Babylon the Great, world empire of false religion. Open up your Bibles and read that and see what it says.
Okay, I'm going to read it. He said, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen. It's fallen and has been come.
Uh-huh, because she's world empire of false religion.
And
yes.
Hold every foul spirit and every cage of unclean and hateful birds, for all nations have drunk of the wine on the wrath of a fornication. She did say she have all nations. She's correct with that. But look, he said every nation have drink of a wine in a fornication. And and the kings of earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchant of the earth are wet through her abundance of her delicacy. And he said, I heard another voice from heaven. What mama said, come out of her, my people.
Get out of her. Revelation 18:4, if you don't want to share in her sins and receive part of her plague, because she's Babylon, the great world empire of false religion. Thank you, Jehovah God.
Come out of her, my people. Amen. Amen. And I tell you, my sister. Okay, honey. All right. Okay. Sisters and brothers, I'm real loud. Lord, help me, Jesus. I'm trying to comment. Let me make sure I
You're beautiful. We're glad to be in your company.
Amen. 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 I'm trying to talk a little lower. But it gets excited. I'm serious. This is something. As I read this stuff and I was reading all this, I'm like, mercy, how many people believe this? And you know, in it also, I highlighted also, she said, what you supposed to do, you're supposed to keep her festival, you're supposed to keep her holidays, and she said you're supposed to keep her Sunday holy, her Easter, her Christmas. Yes, I read all that in here. I wish I can find it again, but that's what it says. You're supposed to keep all of our holidays.
See, the Bible says you shouldn't. So we don't, Jehovah's Witnesses don't celebrate the worldly holidays.
No, we do not. I do not.
None of them. Because they're part of Babylon, the great world empire, false religion, and the holidays go right along with it.
Absolutely. And I was trying to find it, but I can't find it. But he said that's one of the things that they have to do. You keep the holidays and the other thing. That's right. So as I shared this
with you all, you mentioned in that last reading who gave Jesus the power to take up his life. Now, I was just reading John 10, actually. I'm studying John 10 through 13
for
Bible Bowl that we're having at our church here in December. And this is what I was reading last night. Jesus was talking about his sheep, and I'm starting with verse 16 of chapter 10 of John.
Which
are not of this fold.
That's not of this fold, and those two will listen to my voice, and they will become one flock on the one shepherd.
Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love
crowd.
Me, because
there's a great crowd.
Just because I lay down
live on
my
a paradise
life, that I might take
earth.
It again.
Thank you,
and then verse 18, no man taketh my life from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. So,
amen. God is so good.
I'm so glad you all share in part of this, because it is not just me wanting to be in part of this. It's we all supposed to have. Let me mute that line, and let me open Sister Carla. Do you have any comments, Sister Carla? Sister Carla? No, I don't think she have any comments. As we know how God is working this out, and he's calling his people out of Babylon, and he say, don't partake of our sins. He said, because her sins has reached heaven. And he said, don't partake of it. So it is a blessing, my brothers and sisters, to know
that we are serving
a living God, Jehovah.
True living God, sovereign Lord, Jehovah God.
He will save his people. He will save his people,
yes,
brothers
he will.
And sisters. Yes. So I just want to give God thanks for you all coming on to share, and we're gonna begin to close out. We got 90 seconds, and when I ask anybody else, if they have anything else they want to share, you can. Is that Brother Rick? You closed out. You didn't share everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Amen. All right. Well, we're gonna close in prayer. We're gonna close in prayer then. Amen. We're gonna close in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, Father, it was not intended to read this and study this and to share this on the prayer line, but Father, I wanna thank you so much for the opportunity to be able to read this on the prayer line, and my sisters and brothers helped and come in and shared also, Father, because I sure did not want to be the only one talking or reading, but I'm grateful that you brought others in to share their part in knowing your word, knowing that this is all a lie, and they have, and they just like Satan. They have part truth, and then they have so much lies. They adding in it. They taken away from your word, Father. So you lead and guide your people, and help your people, and remind your people what you have said in the word, because many are being led astray, and that's why so many of them are dying, just like the people died in the Joan that took that wine and drank all these people in these problems, and they dying and not taking heed that they should have studied God's word for themselves, but they listen to man and they end up dead. Now they're gonna have, in judgment day come, they gotta answer to God because they allow man to lead them astray. So, Heavenly Father, we pray that you do not lead us, but you give us wisdom and knowledge and forgiving us for our sins. Be with my brothers and sisters while they go to sleep. And, Lord, and when they wake up in the morning, let us give you thanks and praise for what you will do for us. We believe you, Father, because your word is true and man is a lie. So, Lord, help us and strengthen us, lead and guide us and keep us, and always. We ask all this in our Savior, Jesus Christ's name, we do pray. Amen. Amen, my brothers and sisters, and may God bless you until we hear again. Amen. So Sister Tamika always give us the, once we absent, you can also give the other one, Sister Tamika. Sister Tamika?
Oh, yes. Hello?
Yes, you can give the let the meditation about, you can close it out with that.
Okay, thank you. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And may the Lord always watch between me and thee while we are absent one from the other. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tamiko, and God bless. And sisters and brother, I would end it in a song by God's grace.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy, His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, His child and forever I am. Redeemed, and so having Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know His presence with me doth continually dwell.
Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, His child and forever I am.
I think of my blessed Redeemer, by the blood of the Lamb.
Redeemed,